In 1 John chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. At this very moment right now, I want you to realize that accusations are flying all around us. They're flying in office complexes. Accusations are flying in living rooms, in bar rooms. All around us is a world of accusations, accusing of falling short, of not being enough, of doing this or of doing that. Many times, the accusations are true. But here's the good gospel news with Jesus Christ. Even though accusations can carry tremendous weight depending on the state of the person who's making it, obviously if you're of greater stature and you accuse somebody of something, it carries more weight than maybe a less credible witness. Regardless of all of that, the blood of Jesus is still God's way of dealing with accusations. I want you to know there's another place where accusations never stop flowing. Not only in the world we live today, but in the throne room of heaven. Revelation 12 and 10 calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. So that's Satan's business right now. He is before the throne of God, going back and forth from the heavenly realms into the throne of God, accusing God's people of all the wrongs that they've ever committed. I want you to realize that he accuses Christians before God, the Bible says, day and night. So there again, the accusations never stop flowing. They're not enough. They did this. They failed to do that. They're guilty. They ought to be punished. They should be ashamed of themselves. On and on it goes. Given the power of that accuser, the accusations against us as sinners, unworthy of forgiveness, unworthy of grace, those accusations must be taken seriously by God, given the stature of the accuser. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. And those allegations against us, against you and against me, they are true. Many times. Now Satan does twist the truth, but much of what is being said against us is the truth. But here is a greater truth. Because we have put on Jesus Christ the righteous, 1 John 2, verse 1. He is our advocate who enters the realm on our behalf as our attorney. So when the accusations are flying against me, Jesus Christ is there to represent me in God's courtroom. That is good gospel news, because on the basis of his blood, I know that I shall go free. If the Son has set you free, you shall be free indeed. Now that is not a license for you and I to keep sinning. That should be an empowering motivation to cause us to live holy before God Almighty in the future. And we can do that by the power of the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes to help us and work on our behalf when our faith is in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Jesus paid for our sins, and we have been credited by faith with his righteousness. This is that better covenant I was talking to you about the other day. We've been credited with righteousness, and all the accusations against us, true or false, will fall short of their mark because of the blood of Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but today here in Jamestown, New York, I am happy and I am excited because my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And all the accusations of the enemy, all the lies and all the true ones, will fall short of having any effect on my eternity whatsoever because of the blood of Jesus. But I want you to know this. It may be free, but it is not cheap. It cost Jesus his life. It cost him his blood. And so that's why God has the right to say to us, hey, you have to put your faith in what Jesus did for you. Trust Christ. And that's not a real hard thing to do. It's just a simple surrender to say, God, you take over. God, I trust in Jesus, what he did for me. And today I walk the earth not as a worthless nobody, not as an unworthy sinner, but I walk the earth today in Christ, having put on Christ. I walk in the righteousness of God through Christ. That's the good gospel news today. We are free and we are delivered from accusations today. When Satan tries to convince you of your unworthiness before God, agree that you are a sinner, and then show him the breastplate of Christ's righteousness that you are wearing. I want you to take heart today as a Christian, as a believer. If you've put your faith in Jesus Christ, you don't have to be lied to by the enemy anymore. And you don't have to worry about all the stuff that he wants to throw at you. Just stick your breastplate of righteousness up there. Just stick your shield of faith up there and cut him down with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Listen to this quote by A.W. Tozer as we close. When God declares a man righteous, he instantly sets about to make him righteous. I want to touch on that just a minute. When God declares a man righteous, that's justification, he immediately sets about to make that man righteous. That's sanctification. So again, this great mercy, this great grace, this love, this compassion of our Savior, this forgiveness of our sins is not a license for us to keep sinning, but it's a liberty to do the right thing before God and to live holy. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit because of the blood of Jesus. Go forth today with faith burning in your heart, and don't listen to the lies and the accusations of the enemy any longer. From Jamestown, New York, this is Brother Len Paxton saying, go with God, He will go with you. Bless you.